Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Hustling. Living darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time, having fun and lapping it up, no problem. You're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights. I've been in the dark, in the trenches, in the gym.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
People ask me, when does camp start? Camp started as soon as I bet TFM my Lopez. As soon as I batted him and took all his belts, camp started the next day.
Oh, what a right hand from George Campbell! And the takeover went down!
He's a good villain, though.
He is. Could have fought anybody. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt. But he says he will finish his fight as a king. What's a king to an emperor?
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny.
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
SDS.
And now, the most dangerous producer on YouTube. Brandon in Houston. You're now locked into the king of all boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice. Jab that like button.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What is it? Is it that they don't like the Charlotte? You like
the
Charlotte?
The unified WBA, WBC, and IBF 154-pound champion of the world.
I'm happy, not angry, I'm passionate.
The WBC middleweight champion of the world.
No, I think you're a great fighter. And
I
like,
know this. I know that already. They say, oh, the Charlotte ain't fought nobody. Duh, because they don't want to fight them. Fighters, come on. Step up and get that shit. Come on. Let's go.
Like I said, I went to the top already. I seen the bottom before. At the top, I seen the bottom. I went back down to the bottom and shot back the fuck back up. Now what they mad at me for?
It's not like old school boxing. Where the best fight the best no more. It's about politics. It's about who you know, who you are. You got a crowd behind you.
Sit your ass in your weight division and see if you can beat one of them. Cause fucking with me, you gonna get knocked the fuck out. I'm a knockout on this, baby.
If we stand by lines only, just like we made this up, we gonna ride with it. We gonna ride with it till the day we die.
Jermell. Jamal. Charlo.
SDS Promotions.
Shut the fuck up, little prick.
Yeah?
Yeah, prick. Come on, get him out of here.
Here, you're getting out of here.
Yeah, move him out of here.
SDS Promotions.
Fury's the name, and fucking fighting's the game. His heart's rattling now. His balls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on, ever stood in a boxing arena.
Me, the Gypsy King.
Fury, under the hands of Sugar Hill, is just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Who's ex a pussy, and Dylan White don't want to fight. So if you can prove me wrong, get to fucking fighting.
These are all coward bum dossers. I'll annihilate the lawyers and destroyers. Submit yous. Tap you bitches out.
Fury,
Fury's just too intelligent. When he has to box, he boxes. When he's got a triple jab, he triple jabs.
If he holds a handful of stones and throws them at me, he may have a chance of landing something.
Chicken! Chicken! Joshua! Where are you? Where are you, AJ?
Where are you? Where are you, AJ?
Get your ass in the ring, Fury. Well, we are here for the Laura Wood rematch. Let's see, could Wood do any better than the first time around? He is the more skilled technical boxer. Can he avoid those big shots? Don't know. Don't know. It is time for the rematch, though. Laura doesn't get to win the belt because he lost it on the scale, Danny, and they didn't give him an opportunity, like here in America, to lose the weight in the next 2 hours. They just said, hey, no, sir. I never seen that before. I hope he, you know, appeals to the sanctioning body, who is the governing body and not the commission.
Yeah, I think they were saying something about they knew he was heavy and he had, like, weight checks leading up. And because of those weight checks and I guess him pretty much failing those or, you know, being heavier than he was supposed to for those, they felt that it would be unsafe for him to even attempt to lose another 4 pounds because he was already on track to be overweight. That, like, if you ain't been able to do it the last couple weeks, how are you going to do it in 2 hours now? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, however people do it in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's the way I understood it.
I don't know that it's okay and that we should be okay with any governing body taking a world title because it means a significant pay cut. Significant pay cut. They just took his belt. Like, next fight, he doesn't get paid what he gets paid. That's just crazy. They didn't let him. They didn't give him the opportunity. Not that I know of, but I don't know him like that. But they didn't give him the opportunity that any other champion is allowed.
When Tank missed weight with Fonseca, they stripped him. I don't believe he got extra time to make the weight.
Yeah, I'm sure Tank just didn't want to try to make the weight. That's different. When the fighter says, I can't do it, I can't do it. But the fight has started. We are timestamp 2:48 on the clock. First round, 1 of 12, Lee Wood versus Laura. And Lee Wood not letting that knockout deter him as he's slowly inching forward, working behind the jab. He had success with the stab jab. Oh, my God. And immediately got countered, Danny.
By Laura, yep.
Holy shit.
That was a strong, too. That was a strong counter by Laura. Wood still, I would say, on the front foot.
And Laura must feel he has his number because he's waiting for the counter.
Yeah, no, he's letting Wood come to him. Wood is the one marching forward.
Totally different from what we've seen in the last fight with the last Mexican, Lopez and Laura. At least Laura.
Conlon.
No, Lopez and Laura. No. I'm comparing. Bro. Oh.
Go ahead.
Totally different from the last Mexican that we've seen. Lopez and Laura, totally different. Laura's Mexican, so is Lopez.
No, I thought you was going to give comparisons.
I am. I'm saying it's totally different. This guy is technically way better, as you can see.
No, I'm saying I meant between the fights.
Oh, no, I'm comparing Mexicans, yeah.
Yeah, the fighters.
Totally different from what we've seen in the other fight. Ooh, that nice Mexican was non-traditional. This guy is more Marquez-y, right? What do you think? Nah, Burchelt-like. He reminds me of Burchelt. I guess not.
I don't know. Maybe Burchelt before. Felt like Burchelt brought the fight forward. He kind of waiting on the counter opportunity.
He certainly is. But, as you can see there, he initiated.
Nice double jab there from Lee Wood.
I think he needs to do more of that. Start taking it back downstairs. You know, try to build his own rhythm.
Hell no. Conlon got knocked out.
Yeah, Conlon got put to sleep. Fucked up my parlay, Conlon did.
We believed in him. 15 seconds here in the first round. Very slow first round. Jab to the body by Lee Wood. And Mauricio Lara not really doing much of shit. Straight right
reaching
there
right
by,
now.
By Lee Wood.
And I said that. I said Wood's defense would be clinching, and immediately he clinched.
That's the end of the first.
Definitely a lower round with the big counter. And just controlling the tempo of the fight for sure.
Yo, just want to remind everybody and us that next Saturday we'll be in Detroit for the Clarissa Shields versus Marisela Cornejo, brought to you guys by Stagefront. You guys can go get your VIP packages that include a meet and greet with Clarissa Shields and a live show with your very own The Boxing Voice.
In the building.
Open bar and buffet will be available at the fight as well. So head on over to stagefrontvip.com. And if you guys are in Detroit, going to be at the fight, hit us up. Hit us up.
I expected Wood to be more, I don't want to say conservative, but definitely more cautious. Feel like he had to have watched the tape and seen what he does well, which is the stab jab to the stomach. And if he doesn't work first, he's behind. Oh, yeah, looks like Laura almost twisted his ankle there. That would help Wood.
Yeah, but I'm like, did he slip on something on the canvas? Or?
Probably just landed wrong. He jumps in a lot. That him and Lopez have in common.
Yeah, I think Lara's a bit more disciplined with his shit, though.
Oh, yeah. But there you go. He jumped in.
Nice double.
Can we get that? Oh, that's bullshit.
Nah, I felt like their feet got tangled.
Fuck out of here. Still a punch landed.
That was a double jab by Lara that had Wood's head snap back.
Yeah, but Wood countered him with the left hook like he just did right there.
That was a nice counter.
Another jab by Wood. They robbed you of a knockdown, champ. Go get it.
2 minutes left here in the second round, scheduled for 12 or less. Another jab by Wood. And obviously for Wood, the title is still on the line.
Good stab jab to the stomach. That's what I'm talking about.
That title's still on the line now since he made weight. Yeah. So.
Good feint. Got to add some more feints. There you go. Feint again. There you go. There you go. He looking for that counter.
Yo, what a bad month for Irish boxers, huh?
Keep that left hand up, Wood. Good sneak shot. That wasn't in the back, Laura. Laura
what
crying.
What he talking about?
What is Wood doing leading with an uppercut hook? What the fuck? He not respecting
nice
the puncher. Like that left hand, he should have learned this lesson. His left hand shouldn't be that low. He should be jabbing more, but I guess he don't respect the puncher. He might think it was a fluke. Look at that left hand. That shit crazy low. He tripping.
Laura.
At least he's using his feet.
Crazy right hook.
He's using his feet to make Laura miss. I'm telling you, the play on this was the over. He going to go over 7.5. He got stopped in the seventh, right? Remember, we debated on that. Because you could see him already. He clinching, man. And he added that to the arsenal.
Ooh, nice uppercut by Lee Wood. And down goes Laura.
Oh, shit. And fucking Laura does the fucking. He asked for bendición from Papa Dios for fucking slipping up.
15 seconds left in the round.
Now he about to come regular Mexican style. He done woke up the Tasmanian devil.
Nice jab to the body by Wood.
That's it, baby. Keep by. Oh, good counter. I mean, good straight right.
You could tell that was something they worked on because when Lee Wood got the knockdown, he's like, yes. Like, you feel me? Like, I done it, mate. Feel me?
Now you know, Ben tell him in the corner, like, all right, you got the knockdown. Now, coast.
Right.
Ben Davidson is safety first. He like, coast, baby. We got the win in the bag. Coast.
There goes the replay. Nice uppercut.
That was beautiful. Oh, wow. Wait.
He was going down. He was going down.
But was it a head shot or a shoulder shot?
Nah, it was. I feel like he caught him on the chin.
What? I don't know.
He caught him on the chin. Shout out to my boy Ben.
Well, you made me pick this fight won't go the distance.
Yeah, I don't think this.
But
fight
I think
goes
we
the
hedged
distance.
It, didn't we?
I think yeah. I think you wanted to hedge it, but start of the third round. Oof.
Oof. Damn, bro. Crazy.
So you got to be careful coming in crazy like that. He just headbutt like a mother. I wonder if they're going to show the live odds. Lee Wood was like a plus 240 when the fight started.
Bro, you ain't even... Yo, our parlay with Lee Wood is dead, bro. Let me see. Wait.
Got Laura on the ropes, kind of waiting the counter. Oh, nice straight right by Lee Wood. Stab, jab to the body. Jab up top by Lee Wood.
Crazy. That parlay is cooked, man.
2 minutes left here in the third round. Lee Wood.
Yeah, right
round.
Here. It was Mick Collin fucked it up. He cooked it.
Lee Wood now switched southpaw momentarily back orthodox.
Another counter left hook.
Yes, sir, by Lee Wood.
And that's because Wood, Laura was jumping in. Jumped in again, but didn't get countered that time. But as you can see, Wood is definitely grabbing immediately to stop. Oh, good straight right lands for Wood. So Danny's been jabbing
that body all night. You said what, Ness?
I was just going to say that you had recommended this fight won't go the distance. So you thought it would end in stoppage from either man.
So look, live update on DraftKings. Lee Wood started the fight at a plus 220. He is now a minus 145.
Damn. Yeah, because he boxing beautifully.
No, he doing his thing, though.
He need to keep that left hand up if he want to coast, though.
He's shooting that left to the body of Laura a lot, but definitely got to be careful. Exposing himself like that brings it from the hip straight up to Laura's face.
That knockdown got Laura off his game. He not so calm like he was.
He definitely a lot more hesitant. Ooh, nice jab to the body by Lee Wood again. 40 seconds left, round number 3.
Mouth open, man. Whoa, big miss. That'll make him breathe even harder. Damn.
Ooh, left hook
caught
by
Laura.
Yep.
Laura caught his ass with that left hook. Shit. Jumping in too, man.
But the thing is, you know, he caught him definitely not enough to win the round.
No, of course not. But, you know, those are the ones that hurt you. And, you know, last time Wood didn't take it well. You don't want him to get hit.
Yo, Wood keeps switching southpaw in moments throughout the round. Look.
Yeah, I think it's just to confuse him by time.
That's the end of three, though.
That's a Ben Davison tactic to buy time. Wear some time down on the clock. We winning, champ. Give him a different look. Confuse him. What you think?
Perhaps.
Damn, bro. They smoked Colin. He killed my parlay, man.
Yo, so if Josh Taylor wins, you going to say I was right?
Why?
Because I got them better odds. And
no,
because
you might not win. Mine's is for
saying
sure.
When he wins.
Oh, no, because you gambled. My shit's for sure.
You betting on a guy coming off a loss. I'm betting on a guy.
Versus a fucking drunk, man.
Coming off a win.
Versus a pothead weed smoking drunk that's past his prime.
Yo, Conor McGregor picking ADS to win.
Word? Yeah. Well, he got to, though.
He don't got to.
Yes, he do. They beefing, bro. My man made a whole chain about his life. What are you talking about? You hating right now.
I mean, shit, the other guy choked him out in front of the world.
Yeah, choke ain't got nothing to do with fighting. My man can't even talk. Stop, bro.
I'm just saying, Conor picked him.
Conor don't know shit about boxing. He got beat up by Paulie and high in the tape.
I mean, Conor went 10 rounds with Floyd.
He got beat up by Paulie.
I mean.
And he ain't go 10 rounds before he got stopped by Floyd.
He won a few, though.
He won a few.
He ain't win like two rounds? You don't remember the fight now?
I don't know on whose scorecard. I never seen that scorecard.
What?
Come on, seen that scorecard.
Round number four, though.
Damn, they took Lee Wood off this shit. They ain't got no live betting for this, nothing.
2 minutes left in the round.
They got live betting for tennis. They got live betting for EA Sports. Ain't that video games?
Yeah.
Lord, but they ain't got for boxing.
Bro, huge. Esports is huge.
Bro.
So, two judges gave Connor one round. One judge gave Connor three rounds. Stop it. Unanimous. All three judges saw Connor win at least one round.
Ooh, did he get a bonus?
No, I'm just.
Did he get like?
You acting like
something for winning like, that one round?
He ain't have no accomplishment throughout.
That
the
ain't
fight.
An accomplishment.
No moment of success.
That ain't.
That is a moment of success.
No, fights are not awarded in moments of success.
Saying, no, they're not they awarded. Could,
they
could
only
be
tallied up.
I'm not saying award him, but you got to give him credit for what he's done inside the square circle.
If I was awarding, he'd be locked up.
I ain't say award. You keep saying award. I say give him credit.
You said award him.
I said credit.
Yo, Lee Wood went up even more, bro. Minus 185. So it's,
damn,
it's swaying Okoli a little
getting
bit.
His ass whooped.
That's what I keep people texting me left and right.
Nah, it's just a moment. Of till we hit Andrew New, it ain't. He needs a knockout to win at this point.
Damn.
He got 3 10-8 rounds.
He got dropped
twice, and then he got a point deducted for holding.
Damn, he talked all that shit about Billy Smith. Talking about he had his number and he a spawn partner. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yo, and that's crazy because they do know each other. They sparred, bro. They used to work together. That's crazy how the shit changed with like smaller gloves.
Man, tell me about it.
Wow.
No headgear.
Because he was confident.
Under them lights. And that's the end of four for Lee Wood.
Yeah, but the lights shouldn't even made a difference for Okoli. He been under the lights longer. He the champ.
Israel Ramirez, $2, said Wood going to sleep in the later rounds.
I don't know, man.
Oh, that's crazy. Okoli getting touched. Let's see how is this coffee. Okay. It ain't like burning the shit out of me. It's burning me. Yo, Laura was on his backside. Damn, is Lee Wood cut? Oh shit, yes he is. That's a nasty cut, Ness. Over the eye. Round number five underway.
Yo,
though.
That left hook so sloppy of Laura. That shit crazy. And somehow him and Lopez fucking effective with those punches where they're not even properly, you know, balanced. Like look at his feet. Sometimes he's on the toes. Sometimes he's on the tippy toes.
2 minutes and 30 seconds into round five. Straight left by Lee Wood. Lands to the face of Laura. Laura on the ropes now. Another straight right by Lee Wood. And another one. Damn, Lee Wood now a plus 160. So it flipped.
Yeah, no, it was going up. Remember it went from 175, 185. Now it's plus 160.
Yeah, but I'm saying he went from plus 220 to minus 160
to
plus 160. He was just a favorite.
That's what I'm saying, but it's going up. I mean, it went back down and up because when you first announced it, that it started, you said it started at like plus 220. But, yeah. But at the time you were saying it on the screen, it was 175 minus.
He was a favorite.
And then again, it showed it on the screen and it was 170, 185 minus.
Yeah.
And now again, it showed it. And it's even worse. It was plus 160.
Yeah. So he
it's keep going up.
Nah, champ, what do you mean? That was legit like a fucking 350 point switch.
What I'm saying is Is it or is it not showing with the first two from 175 to 185 to plus 160 that it's going from minus money to plus money?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, that's from, all I said. This dude loves to argue. I thought I loved to argue.
No, when you said it's going up, like the odds is getting better or something. And I'm like,
I never said that. It's going up. It literally went from minus to plus. Minus is negative. Like, I'm saying what's right. You're just finding a way to argue.
So you said it's going from minus to plus?
If it goes from minus to plus, is it going up or going down?
It's going up.
That's what the fuck I said.
But it just went down.
How? It went from 175 minus to plus 160, Danny. It went from minus to plus. It went up, bro. Damn, every show he's going to do this. I think you're doing this on purpose.
No, I guess the word up, you know, you saying it's going up because I'm saying he went from underdog to favorite back to underdog. You know, I feel like we're saying the same thing, champ. We're just saying it differently.
Danny,
I'm just saying, like,
Danny is funny.
We don't say on the betting show, oh, this is our up bet of the week. We say no, this is our
strong recommend,
our underdog, our favorite. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, champ, it's all good.
Did the odds go up? Yeah. Did it go from minus money to plus?
It did. Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I was saying.
So why when I said it was a 350-point switch, you said it wasn't?
I didn't even hear you say that, so I didn't say it wasn't.
Must have misheard, champ. It's
all
good.
Yeah, it's all good, bro. My man loves to argue with us.
Nah, champ.
He be looking for a way to argue.
I don't know how many betting shows we've done. I've never heard us refer to a bet to going up or down. You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
He gonna keep trying. $5, mad bet.
That's all I'm saying.
If Tank was a doctor, what would be his number one prescription for his ops patients? A dose of Tankwill. You feel like a star when you wake up.
What the fuck?
Round 6 of 12. My decision pick looking good so far. But I really said it was better to play the over. Danny's the one told me no. He said, nah, this fight gonna get stopped. I'm like, bro, he gonna do better than they did the last time. I don't know if he's going to win, but he'll do better than they did the last time. But
see, the chat confused because they said, but they went down. that was James Henderson. I don't know if he's trolling or what.
Yeah, but we said that. We said it started at plus and it went down to 175. And I said, yeah, it's showing that it gone up from 175 to 185 to plus 160. That was a good right hook.
That was a nice right hand by Wood.
Yeah. He keeping Laura at the end now. It's harder and harder.
He keep extending his hand to be able to move and pivot.
And keep that distance. And look, there you go with the fake southpaw. Because he don't do nothing from it. Did he throw a punch from this yet? Okay, there goes a jab.
Straight left there.
And look, switch right back.
Nah, it's only been 10, 15 seconds at a time.
I'm telling you, it's just to buy time. Give him a different look. Confuse him a bit. Damn, that jab ripped him. You can't time.
Oh, yeah. He done, bro. He got dropped again.
Ooh.
A third time.
Ooh.
Okoli.
Oh.
That's three knockdowns and then a fourth round with a point deduction.
Shit. And he ain't with Matchroom no more.
Is he even with 258?
Nah. He with Boxer, though, I think.
Yeah, no. He with Boxer.
Good right hand by Wood. Damn, see?
Oh, 2-point deduction. So that's 5 rounds.
Yo, see, most people do better in the rematch, man.
Bro, 3 knockdowns and 2-point deductions for Holden. That's crazy.
Well, I can't say most people, but fuck, Wood is doing good.
No, he is doing good. You could tell him and Ben been working on shit. Nice jab, though, by Laura, popping Wood's head back. 30 seconds left in the six as we near the halfway point of this 12-round fight. Yo, they're saying he getting dog walked. Roof! Yo, Laura just tried some big shit. But Wood keeping his fucking distance, let me tell you. You ain't scoring this one, huh?
Nah, I stopped. Because you started arguing with me. This motherfucker always throw me off my game with whack arguments about nothing.
I'm just saying.
You're saying it went up. Well, who uses that? Who nobody sets uses up? It. Who uses
and
down?
Look how it can be confusing, I'm going to tell you. Because
he going back.
Because he it going. Went from negative number to plus number. But usually going up, some people may think like, oh, it's more favor for the favorite. But it's really for the underdog. You feel me?
Hey, you guys!
Because now if I say, oh, I'm going down, you like, oh,
on
yeah.
On a Tuesday.
If he going down, he ain't the favorite. But in reality, he is. So, you know, it just may confuse some people. That's
you confused me. How about that?
I mean, look, man, stop saying up, down. Say favorite and underdog.
You know what I'm saying? My man confused me.
I ain't never heard that lingo around number seven underway, though.
Exactly. And the over is 5.5 more rounds. I'm so mad I ain't bet that. Fuck. Not 5.5 more rounds, but half a round, which is really 1.5 rounds. So we'd have to go to 8.5. Shit, Snidge. Laura messing up your parlay. I hear you, Afro Thunder. My shit been cooked.
No, I mean, you got to parlay.
That's the safe money. That's, see what I'm saying?
See, my safe money in 2 weeks.
You ain't making that.
Yeah, what? Put your money on Teal then.
I ain't put my money on Teal.
All right then.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Bro, Josh.
They both free agents. They already lost Devin. You don't know what's going to happen.
Josh winning.
Yeah, if you say so. Laura went out here thinking he was a champ, and they took his belt. Feel me?
Motherfucker couldn't make weight, and he getting pieced up.
Nah, you right. He couldn't make weight because they ain't let him.
Oh.
Feel me? They give good right hand by Wood. Wow. They give everybody else 2 hours to go. Oh, another one. Okay, get this guy out of here. Actually, don't, right? Well, it don't matter. My parlay cooked.
They might have saved his life.
My parlay cooked, man. It don't even matter.
They might have saved his life.
You can stop him, champ. Don't go for the decision. Knock his guy out. They cooked my parlay.
They might have saved his life. He was 4 pounds overweight. Missed all the weight checks prior to.
I mean, if he was that overweight, he'd have been sluggish by now, and he's not.
Bro, he was huffing and puffing in round two. Come on.
I mean, 2-8-7.
First win ain't second win.
Oh, good stab jab. Wood.
Another one to the face.
Has Wood and Conlon fought? That's the same person. No, Wood and Conlon.
Bro, of course. That's how Wood got there. Cause, bro, Conlon was, in my opinion, was
he's the one knocked out Conlon.
Narrowly winning the fight, then he knocked his ass out.
Damn. Oh, good jab by Laura. Caught him right.
40 seconds left in round number seven.
Right when he was winding up for that right hand.
Right hand there by Laura sneaks in. They said the fight is boring as fuck, Ness.
Which one?
This one.
It is. But, I mean, it's not really because you still got the element of danger with Laura. And then, you know, Wood is boxing nicely, man, outside of dropping that left hand occasionally. But he's vulnerable. Every 20, 30 seconds, my man get his head popped back.
So
look, he bleeding out the left, just ate a jab there.
Wood just went down.
What?
In the odds.
Oh, I thought you meant down like you got put down.
No, he went down in the odds.
So he's back to being a favorite.
No, he's a -110. Laura's a -115.
Yeah, so he's the favorite.
Nah, you
110 is lower than 115.
You got to put more on Laura to win.
Exactly.
The favorite, you always got to put more to win.
You're right. You're right. You're right. He's right. This kid knows his stuff, y'all. He knows his stuff. That's true. That's true, bro. Because let me tell you, somebody was like a minus 112, and I'm like, man, fuck out of here.
So one guy went down. The other guy just down more. minus 112. You said,
yeah,
fuck out
of here. Yeah, I ain't like it because it's like 100 only made you like whatever it made you. I'm like,
like 93,
fuck?
94 no, probably.
No, they take it more than that. Fuck out of here.
If it's minus 112, 112 win you 100, so 100 should win you.
Well, how 112 win you 100? Supposed to win you 112.
No, you got to put the minus. This is what you got to put down to win 100. So if it's
you saying if it's minus money, the 112 brings you back 100. Yes.
Yeah. But round number 8 underway. 2:30.
Uh oh.
And
he's
Wood
back up.
Wood is now
he's back up
the underdog at a plus 135.
Bro, and y'all should jump on that. I mean, y'all should have jumped on the plus 160. He's good money right now. He's getting his win. He only got 4 more rounds to go, and it's not even 4. He got 3 in 2 minutes.
He got 4 in 2 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
I know my stuff, Chang.
He knows his stuff.
You should have drank some coffee, bros. You said you ain't want no coffee.
I didn't, man. It's too hot for coffee.
Wow.
Roll up. What?
Wow.
What? They gave it to Okoli?
No, but he got one judge to give him a draw. But majority decision for Billiam Smith.
Damn. Laura jumping.
3 knockdowns, 2 point deductions in favor of Billiam Smith.
That's crazy.
Becomes a world champ in front of his home fans.
And he brought him home. That means he was the fucking the draw.
Bournemouth. I ain't never heard of Bournemouth.
Word. Was that in London?
In the UK somewhere.
Wood need
minute
to
left here in the 8th.
Work,
between
kid.
Laura
he like
Wood.
Pecking away instead of going to work. Oh, see? He just pecking like, oh, let me find my range. Let me find my, okay, he's there, but nothing. Come on, throw something.
My guy said, did we see Ryan call out early, bro? We did a whole show on it
already. We did a whole show.
Ooh. Laura trying some shit, but Wood doing a good job for the most part, getting out the way.
Wood hesitant. You seen him hold back that right hand?
Hell yeah.
Tripping.
I feel like he playing it safe now.
I mean, he got Ben in the corner. Ben is like the UK Buddy McGirt.
Bro, I don't know how to pronounce that shit. It's literally born e mouth. So I'm gonna say born a mouse.
Born in the mouth.
Pause. Damn, champ, you would have hit your over bet.
I told you.
You would have.
I knew it, man. I knew it, bro. Ben is Ben, bro. It's Ben. He's a boxer first. They was gonna work on things to keep him away, to not make the fight as dangerous. I'm fucking mad I didn't just do it. Do it, bitch. Do it, bitch. And there's nowhere to sneak it in. There's nowhere to sneak it in, bro.
112. After 3 knockdowns and 2 fucking.
Boxing. Nope, it's gone.
Damn, my man said that was a good upset for boxing. Nobody wants to see Okoli fight again.
Yo, that's crazy. They've been saying that his whole career, bro. They ain't like him his whole career. And he lost that belt, bro. Damn.
What's going on? Oh, the cut? He got to see the doctor?
Too much Vaseline.
Too much Vaseline. Now, Wood, I'm not going to lie, it's a boring fight, but he's doing a good job. Yo, UK Rob is hilarious. He tweeted 136 to 54. That's my scorecard for Billy Smith.
Damn. He got Wood a shutout?
Nah, he gave Laura one round.
I mean, that's probably right.
I will say, I'm not scoring it, but Wood is doing a great-ass job of controlling the fight. Like I said, it's boring.
And the pace. And the pace.
Yeah, well, definitely has to control the pace as part of that, you know, just working the body.
My man said the ref was on Chris Billings' side.
It's boring for sure, but it's working. It's effective, and he's getting the job done. You can see that right hand. He keeping it close to his ear, champ. He want to stay on the phone. He like, I ain't fucking around.
Yeah, but the problem was he got hit with that left hook with the hand right there the last time.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He boxing, so he ain't really letting that right hand go. He being hesitant with it, but he feel like he doing enough to win the fight. I think he is too.
Damn, Tufang bet Billing Smith and Wood by decision. He killing it.
Wow.
He got it at, look, he got Chris Billing Smith at plus 700. Lord.
And so what was the parlay playing out?
I don't know, but he just put it there. He said Wood is the last leg on the parlay.
How much he put down? He ain't say?
Nah. Nigga in the chat, ask him. Tufang. He the member right there, bro. Oh, good left by Laura.
Oh, yeah, he in the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see him right there.
Where?
In the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching the fight, my bad. 40 seconds left in round.
Damn, he said he bet 950. Yo, you a fucking animal.
Bro, what was the odds? Plus what? For your parlay. What was the odds?
Or maybe he receives 950, not bet 950.
Yeah, what was the odds maybe for your parlay?
Maybe if he hits, he makes 950. Cause damn. You balling like that? One, to just what? 950 on a bet?
1950. Bet $4. Imagine that. You ever had a bet like that?
I mean, yeah, that's what he probably did because I'm sure nobody was picking Billing Smith by a fucking decision. He's the knockout puncher.
He said, I got 950. So how much did you bet? That's what I want to know. I'm joking about the $4, but I don't see it being, you know. Yo. Lawrence O'Coley says that he has declared he intends to activate his rematch clause.
Uh-oh.
Round number 10. Bro, he bet $10. Got $9.50.
Damn, that's crazy. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. That's the type of shit that Danny laughs at. But look, you found it, man. Don't listen to people like Danny. That's sweet. He caught that at a plus 9,500. But that's how you do it, man. Parlays, man. Fucking Colin ruined my parlay. I would have been eating right now. Like, let me see. I hit everything, right? We hit everything but Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Oh, nah. This fight right here, bro. We needed this. Because of you. But then we hedge it.
Well, you bet on Coley, so...
No, I didn't.
I thought you said you did. Nice jab to the body by
Colin decision.
My boy and them.
And this is Laura. Fight to go the distance? No. Yeah, so we bet.
Nice straight right.
We was going to lose anyway because Danny, we went with Danny's recommendation and this fight going the distance. Unless you right. You still could be right.
I thought they was going to bang this one out, but...
You still could be right. It ain't over. But you are right. I did pick Lawrence O'Coley by decision in one parlay. But that shit been cooked when Campbell got the knockout.
Yeah, Laura, he just don't have no answers for Wood. No answers.
Arms too short, the box we got.
And Wood, he's staying so disciplined that he ain't even giving, allowing himself a chance to lose.
I headbutt right there. Over undan, over so tight for the Wolf. I mean, the Juice Young fight. What the fuck? They tripping. They, why, that's not even right. What's it over here?
50 seconds left in the 10th. Both guys in the clinch right now have to be separated.
Laura gonna have to sell out, man. Yeah. Wood is
he need to. He winning these rounds so
exactly.
Easily.
Wood is he's motherfucking pitched the shutout damn near.
Laura hits the canvas, but the ref says no knockdown.
No knockdown.
Looks like the feet got tangled. 15 seconds left in the round. Oh, fucking Wood trying to get the knockout there.
Damn, even minus 115, over under. That's crazy, right?
That's how it is in most sports. Usually, like, minus 110.
I figured they'd have minus money for the under, not the over. Being as though Roach is a puncher. Juice only got one.
But it all matters where they set the over-under. It's not who's a puncher, who's this. Where's the set at? That's what determines it.
But who sets it?
The odds makers. But I'm saying like, that's what would base the odds, you feel me? It's when is the over-under placed at?
7.5.
Yeah, 7.5. 10-round fight.
Something like that. Because Rocha got a strap, some sort of strippy strap. So maybe he defending it, maybe he not.
Shout out to Chris Billion Smith. He dedicated the fight to his mom, who's battling breast cancer right now.
Word.
And the new.
Yeah, he won a WBO, NABO belt his last time out.
Championship rounds underway. 99-90 on Tony Bellew's unofficial scorecard as we head into the 11th.
Wood doing everything he need to do to win this.
Like I said, it's boring, but he's winning the rounds, winning the fight, bro.
Good to see, though.
And he's staying disciplined. That's
good
what
to
I like.
See him, yeah, good to see him stick to the game plan. Get the fucking win, man. Mm-hmm. Too many people don't know how to be disciplined.
Yeah, no, Laura, you could tell, has no answers for Lee Wood.
Is that, I don't think Laura has a game plan, bro. Like, he hasn't done anything different from what he's been doing. He's not changed up his attack or the manner in which he's kind of cut the distance to attack. So I don't know what's up with Laura, man. I guess he, a little bit of a fluke. Man, got the lucky win out last time out.
I mean, shit. I guess shout out to Wood, right? Capitalizing on the opportunity. Yep. Laura fucked up. You know, he missed the weight, lost his belt on the scale, and he's like, well, fuck it. I made the weight. I could still win this belt.
And look how tired Laura is, bro. He's like literally mouth open and closing. Unless that's some new method.
He said, unless that's some new method. You are hilarious.
Bro, I ain't gonna front. Wood is doing the bare minimum, though.
Nah,
he's doing the bare minimum, bro.
It's a boring fight, bro. Like,
damn.
Oh, shit, look. He throws a right, gets counted instantly. Yeah, he ain't throwing not one right for the rest of the fight. Watch. He got countered good when he threw that right.
Got countered there with a right. Right over that jab.
Yeah, right over that jab.
Oh. Mm, there you go, through the right.
Yeah, through the right. I ain't see it coming, chat. I'm like, he going to stay disciplined now.
Good jab by Laura.
Yeah, nice jab.
Snuck that in.
Hell yeah. 15 seconds left, round number 11.
What? Shit ain't over? Not the yet. Fuck?
Nice stab jab to the body by Lee Wood.
They got to do something. They need to shave rounds on this.
He says shave rounds. I'm crying. 12th and final coming up. Yo, if you tuned in, smash that like button before we get up on out of here. 12th round coming up.
Word.
Make sure to let people see that we live and come back and, you know, watch it as they rewatch this fight. Still treating that cut over the eye of Lee Wood. So, haven't necessarily been able to get it fully under control. Still getting that together. But 12th and final up next, Ness.
Yes, sir. Finally.
To anybody. Took my parlay yesterday. Get paid out in 2 weeks. Feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out to me. Pat myself on the back for that one. June 10th, my boy Josh.
He think he did something. Oh, Laura went ham right that one. He landed.
He know he need the knockout.
He landed a whipping left hand. A
little whippersnapper.
Laura really being tamed by Wood's fucking Yo, lead hand.
Come on, Lee. We need too fine to get paid, champ. Come on, Lee. We need too fine to get paid, champ.
Nah, that shit's in the bag.
Yeah.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes left in the fight.
Damn, now I'm 50. That's like the mortgage.
We gonna hit. Damn, ooh, big right hand. We gonna hit in the
that
new.
Shit whooped his neck. Good stab jab. That jab, bro. That jab. Look, he brought that from the last fight. That shit was successful in the last fight. Yeah. What weight is this? 26?
Yeah, featherweight. We had two featherweight title fights today.
Yeah, they need to match these guys. Who else? Robisi?
Robisi.
Oh,
got
that's why he was out over there. Okay. I got Fred Lazaro. He says, "Sup, TBV fan. Maxed out my credit card for this super chat. Much love. Salute to you, champ. Appreciate the love."
I hope that was a joke.
Nah, man, listen. Times is rough, bro. We hit COVID and all that shit. People lost jobs. Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. You celebrating your first Super Chat ever, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, and the new. In about 40 seconds, because Lee Wood got it in the bag.
Just throw it in the bag. Damn, man. That over, man.
I told you, champ.
This fucking guy. You the main one talking about bet the stoppage, man.
Bro, you would have lost anyway. What fucking do it matter?
This dude always got an excuse for his bad pick.
I mean, shit, last time I checked, I'm getting paid in 2 weeks. You getting paid in 2.5 months.
But we both getting paid.
Yo, why is Laura yelling at the ref? Like, what are you mad at the ref for? You got your ass beat.
Well, Laura beat. Wins. There's no way they'll steal it from him on the cards, that's for sure.
You mean Wood wins.
Yeah, Wood wins. No way they'll steal it from him on the cards. That's for sure.
Esperemos.
That's for sure. Ladies and gents, catch us on the next one later on tonight around 5 or 7 o'clock. Peace.
Arrivederci.